You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy's got a little story about being awakened in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You want to share that
story? Kind of scary, kind of intense. 1246 last night. Dom, this was me.
Oh my God, I don't need to hear that again the rest of my life. Gross.
Super deep sleep. Took a melatonin before bed, so I was completely out of it. And then at 1247, you know the sounds of your house, right? And I heard the front door unlock. Click, click. And I heard the front door open. Has got a certain squeak to it, so I hear click, click. And then I hear the alarm system start going beep, 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 because it was triggered. And you got like that 15 seconds or whatever before it starts going off like crazy because it was the door. And so I shot up out of bed and go running out into the hallway. And we've got like a little catwalk overlook and I can see the front door. And I hit my hands on the banister really loud. And I was in a groggy state. And I look down and there's somebody standing there. And I go, "What are you doing?" I was hollering down at whoever was standing there. And I see a little silhouette of a little kid when I finally come to a little bit. And Reed, my son, is down there staring at the keypad for the alarm system. And then he goes and starts opening the door like he's going to go out front. And it turns out he was sleepwalking last night. And if the little alarm system really hadn't gone off, that was the thing that shot me up, you know. He could have been out in the front yard or out in the street wandering around.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about an extreme adrenaline rush when you hear that in the middle of the night. You know, it's just instant, sure. Like, you know, adrenaline and terror and fear and, you know, everything goes through your mind. And so we were up the rest of the night. You know, it woke Nicole up. It woke our daughter up. And he was mumbling about something having to do with marshmallows and finding friends. And I don't know if he was going to go on his own little camping trip or something. But we were up basically the rest of the night because it was such a shock to our system. And we've never had to deal with anybody in the house sleepwalking. And it's concerning. You know, since we were up, we started talking about, you know, how do you prevent this? Do we put up like a little baby gate now from his room downstairs so maybe that stops him in the middle of the night? He's running into it. Or has he been doing this all along and we've just now noticed because this time around, sure, he opened up the door?
Yeah, you just don't know.
You really don't know.
Both my sister and I were sleepwalkers when we were very young, and we grew out of it quickly. The phase didn't last very long. But I remember my parents being concerned. We moved every couple of years because my dad was military. And I remember just before you move, you spend a couple of days in a hotel motel while they pack your stuff up, move you, get your stuff moved. And I remember my parents being concerned as we were staying in these, you know, little motels that one of us was going to open the door from our room, because we had room for my parents and a room for me and my sister, that we were going to just open our door and go out and fall into the hotel or motel swimming pool.
Yes.
You know, yeah, and drown in the middle of the night or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that was a concern. I'm fascinated by what goes on with the human brain, because people who are sleepwalking can, like, do certain activities. Look at Reed. He was going down.
He made it down the stairs.
Oh, not open the door, trying to do the keypad. They will have conversations with you, whether it's about marshmallows or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, what's going on in the human brain is really, really interesting. And it's not that different from people who pop an Ambien. And they have stories about the things they have done without knowing it while they're on Ambien. When I would take a sleeping medication called Lunesta, I would get up and send emails, mm-hmm, to people. And, mm-hmm, I was never aware of it.
You didn't know, yeah.
Yeah. I had one friend of mine, a woman that I was dating, she referred to it as Loony Esta. She goes, "Were you on your Loony Esta last night? You sent me an email." I was like, "I didn't send."
Like, was it good? What did I say?
And I had to go back and look at my sent emails, and there it was.
Yeah, it's so trippy, isn't it?
I got a great story from Gretchen about her daughter, who's now 20. But when her daughter was either 4 or 5, she would sleepwalk occasionally. And Gretchen says the best story of all was that one night, middle of the night, they heard a sound, and Zoe came sleepwalking into the room, pulled the bottom dresser drawer open, sound asleep, and then proceeded to turn around, drop her pajama bottoms, and squat like she was ready to pee in the drawer.
All right.
And Gretchen says she shot out of bed like,
no pee zone, no pee zone.
And took her down to the bathroom, but she had no memory of it or anything. She was sleep peeing.
Oh, my gosh. We had one come in like that. There was no name on this one. My mother was on Ambien. I was in the and she was in the kitchen peeing in my upside down step stool. I asked what she was doing. She screamed, "What do you think I'm doing? I'm peeing." No name on that one. God, I guess that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Here's one from Valerie. My friend Amy took Ambien, and we used to call her Ambien Amy.
Yeah.
One time she ordered bell bottoms in addition to a bunch of other stuff on Amazon. She would do this sort of thing every time she would take it. Random packages were showing up at their house. Ambien Amy. At it again every time the packages would show up.
That's great.
That's a good one.
Jackie says, I'm 55. I have sleepwalked all my life. My husband has found me on the patio drinking a Diet Coke, has had multiple conversations with me that have made no sense. And she says, just the other morning, our door to the garage was wide open with the car door open. So apparently she went out and got in the car.
That's scary.
And you just, that's why I wrote back. I said, it's a combination of hilarious and scary.
That's my thing now. It's like, I am not going to get a good night's sleep at all because I'm going to have just constantly one ear kind of listening for doors opening now in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
My sleep is going to be ruined.
We got calls. Let's get to as many of these on the phone as we can. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
I'm sleepy.
We're having a great morning, though. What's your sleepwalk story? Quickly.
All right. So I got a friend that I went to high school with. His mom caught him at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, keep in mind, he's like a big runner, big track guy. That was his thing. She caught him at 2 o'clock in the morning in his full-blown track star outfit. You know, like, what are you doing? You going for a run? And she's like, he didn't say nothing. He just walked out the door. And her mother instincts were like, something's not right. Like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, what's going on? So she jumped in the car and found him jogging down the road. Not like sprinting or running. She was like, he was moving. And no when way. I got next to him and said, you know, what are you doing? He didn't respond and he started mumbling. And I noticed that, you know, he wasn't there. So I thought, okay, something's wrong.
Yeah.
So I pulled over. She got out and she's like, hey. And he blinked his eyes. And the first statement he made is, what am I doing outside?
Oh, yeah. Man.
That's crazy stuff. I'm telling you, Paul. Thank you so much for
that's
that
call. That's a good one. That's perfect.
See, aren't you fascinated by what the human brain is doing?
Yeah, but I'm also fascinated that he didn't get hit by a car or something.
Right.
You know? You run out onto 470 or something.
And
you know?
I like that he put all of his track gear on.
Hey, if you're going to go, if you're going to run.
Paul, thank you for that. Here's April. April, good morning. What's your story?
Good morning, boys. My story is my sister and her, like, 10 to actually 15, 16 years old would run upstairs and ask my parents for money.
Well, I need money.
Welcome to my world.
I need money.
Right?
Oh, that's good. Did your parents give her any money? I mean, did they, like, give her a couple of bucks to send her back to bed or what?
No, they would just say, Crystal, go back to bed, and she would, and then, or they would give her money in the morning and not know. My sister would be like, what's this for? Like, you asked for it last night.
That's really
That's
good.
Great. April, thank you for that call. Wonder what that says about the psychology of that person. Like, you got the person who's the track star who goes out running. But April's sister goes up and asks for money.
Yeah, she wanted to go buy a cheeseburger or something. I don't know.
Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So what's the story? Okay.
I have actually two. A quick one for my son. When he was younger, he always used to try to, like, break out of the house. Whether it was through the front door or his bedroom window, he would climb up the side of the wall. I don't know, like a monkey or what, but I would always hear the window opening and the screen
okay,
popping out.
That's not good.
Trying to escape.
We had that talk last night because our son's room, he's got a big window in it, and it's like a drop off, you know, like down the side of the house. And I was like, how do we, you know, because you want to be able to open a window if there's a fire or something, but
sure.
I still want to fix the window.
You don't want to
I need to do something to it because if he's doing this, I don't want him to fall off the side of the house in the middle of the night.
However,
well,
I will say this.
I was told just to give my son a Benadryl, and it would calm
well,
his
I don't want to. I don't want to drug him every night.
You know, Melissa, my thought on this is to anyone who's listening right now, who's 15 or 16 years old, the next time you try to sneak out of the house, your excuse, obviously, is I was sleepwalking.
Ah, there you go.
There you go. Courtesy of your boys in the morning, we just provided you with an excuse. All right, what's your other story?
The other one is my mom. This one isn't funny at all, actually. She used to take Ambien, and she took off in her car to visit somebody and ended up crashing and, like, breaking her back and her ankle. Like, she almost died.
God.
It was horrible. That Ambien pill is no joke.
That's when you need to get off that pill. Oh my gosh,
that's something. I've taken Ambien a few times, and I've had that I know of nothing like that. Because it just depends on the person.
Yeah,
you know, you just don't know. Melissa, thank you for the call. Let's try to squeeze in one more here. It's Tricia. Tricia, good morning.
Good morning.
So, what kind of sleepwalking story?
My daughter. I caught her showering. So I was asleep, and I was a light sleeper because she always slept walk and would do all kinds of crazy stuff. So I was a light sleeper, and I could hear water, and I thought a pipe broke. So I got up and started wandering around, saw the bathroom light on, opened the door, and the shower's going. And I was, like, asking who it was, and it was my daughter. And I was like, what are you doing? And I peeked in the shower, and she's showering, and she yelled at me. She goes, you told me to shower. And I said, no, I didn't. It's 1 a.m. And so she rinsed off. I told her to rinse off, and I waited for her and got her dressed, put her back in the bed. She fell back to sleep. And the next morning I asked her if she remembered if she showered, and she said no.
No.
She had no idea. God,
cleanest sleepwalker I know, though.
Yeah. But she was a huge sleepwalker. You will lose a ton of sleep.
Oh, I know.
She's 15 now.
Yeah.
And I'm still a light sleeper because I never know if she's going to do it or not.
I know. And I don't know if there's any sort of pep talk you can give him before you put him to bed. You're like, don't do this tonight. You know, stay in bed. I don't know if that helps.
More, it seems like.
We had to put bells on the doors in my house growing up because my sister was such a big sleepwalker. My parents put big bells.
We ended up doing that too.
Did that help?
We had to do it at the hotel rooms too. Well, I could hear it because in the hotel rooms, she was always getting, she didn't get out, luckily, because I would hear her.
Oh, my God.
But she would be at the door trying to open it.
I didn't even think of that.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So we had bells everywhere.
Hey, what age did she grow out of that?
I would say when she hit her teenage years, when they just got like, she's always was active. So I think it's just her mind not being able to calm herself down is what I was trying, like I kind of figured out. Like the nights she did go to bed calm and not be so active, she slept. It was like the days where she was just wound up and doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So I would say her teenage years. It has died down.
So I got a little
Tricia,
bit.
Tricia, we're glad you called. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for your stories.
Thank you.
Listen to this one from Shelby. The best one, she's talking about her boyfriend used to sleepwalk all the time. She goes, the best one was when he opened his laptop like a toilet seat and peed on it and then shut it.
I'm seeing that.
Unfortunately, his laptop was ruined.
Thing. What's with this peeing? Everybody's peeing.
Know. Yeah, Zoe peeing in the drawer. This guy peeing in his laptop.
The lady that peed in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, looks like this guy put a pizza in the oven too.
Yeah.
And put milk in the microwave.
Yeah. They do all. It's nuts.
It's so weird.